This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Alex Ritson. To the markets and America's main share index, the Dow Jones finished the day a little over 0.5% down at 17,982. Carrie Leahy was watching the day's trading for Decision Economics. I asked him what was behind the fall.
Well, there basically were two stories. The first was that oil prices slumped a little bit and moved towards $40 a barrel after holding up reasonably well the last few days. And then secondly, this is earnings season. While in the last week or so the news was not bad, meaning that the big banks were reporting earnings that weren't very good but better than expected, today we had a wide variety of firms report results that were worse than expected, and those stocks got punished. So it's really a disappointing earnings story, and lower oil prices have hurt the market today.
Yes, one of those companies, the toy maker Mattel, its stock down something like 7%, and that's on poor sales of Barbie dolls.
Well, there on Barbie, as some of us may know, they introduced a new Barbie product line, and apparently they broadened their product line too much, and sales fell.
And also AMD, the chip maker, its revenues down by a fifth.
Yes, the story there is the same that applies that some of our listeners may have heard about Intel, the another chip maker, is that with the demand for desktop PCs falling, you don't need chips, and phones and iPads and the like don't need chips. And so if you're making chips, you're getting hurt in the current environment because people are shifting their purchases away from chip consumers like desktop PCs and towards products that just don't need chips at all.
Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.5% at 63.81, gold at $1,249 an ounce, the euro unchanged, $1.12.9, the pound $1.43.2. And remember that every day you can hear a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service News. That's all in Global News, where you'll find 30 minutes of the best stories, interviews and on-the-spot reporting from across the world. It's available as a podcast, and it's updated twice daily in the week and once a day at weekends. To listen, go to this website, www.bbc.co.uk/programmes.